Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay! Yay! Well, I don't know. What do we say today, Jenny, about Thanksgiving? What do we say? It's the Thanksgiving week. We had a meeting. Big meeting with our 22 people that we work with and help each other out. 22 people, my favorite number. Awesome. And yes, what do we have to be thankful for, Jenny?
Holy cow. It would be easier to count the things that we aren't thankful for than to count all the things we are thankful for, because we are so filled with thanks. But I would say in this moment, what we're really thankful for is all of our customers, our fans. Truly, I hate to even call them customers. They're just our family, people who have been taking care of the health and the health of their loved ones for years, absolutely years, with our products and your words of wisdom, Carolyn, and the support from our customer team. And I mean, we just have a phenomenal situation here because of you and your leadership. And so I would say we're thankful for all of that. Very thankful.
Yeah. Yes. And when you give thanks, it does open up your heart, and it makes things easier because we have so much to be grateful for. It's so funny. I think I've said it before on the show that sometimes at the market, just occasionally, not hardly even once a week, somebody will complain about something and I just can't take it. You know, it's like the farmer's up at 3 a.m. shooting deer and doing whatever they need to do in the middle of the night to keep the farm going, and you're complaining that your tomato wasn't ripe or something. So, yeah, I have no patience for complaints anymore. We just have to keep positive because there's so many things to be positive about.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree, really, in the greater scheme of things, we're all blessed. And we're you know, blessed to have one another and to have a constant sense of support, for sure, from everybody. So yes, I agree completely. And plus, I just want to give a shout out to our international distributors. You know, we are all over the world, Carolyn, and our international distributors do listen to our show, and they also refer their customers in the different countries to listen to the show. And we're just so really fortunate to have great partners like Lorraine in Canada and our Botanica folks and our Mineral Pharmacy folks and Bobby in China and Ivar in Estonia and just all our partners all over the world. Norel in Australia. I mean, so many great partners, and we're very thankful for them too.
Very good. So thank you, everybody. Let's get to work here then, giving you more inspiration and information. Hey, I just came up with that, Jenny. Pretty good, eh? Inspiration and information.
Very good. And very good. What is that word? Allocution?
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. There you go. Onomatopoeia. Very good.
Testimonials. I'll be quick about this, and people are... Here are the buzzwords that come across. Quick solutions with ordering the wrong product, so that got fixed. The lost package, that got fixed. Payment issues, that got fixed. Customer service going to an extra effort. Being professional, kind, efficient, giving the highest rating possible. Helpful, nice, prompt, informative, fast, perfect, very helpful, great introduction to the products, professional, great support, quick and excellent. Now on Amazon, here's a testimonial and a comment. Someone says, these are the best vitamins on the market. And maybe someone else says, this form of magnesium is the most efficient I've tried with zero bowel issues. My mother, who is hypothyroid and chronically constipated, it keeps her regular. So, I mean, that's because what the magnesium is doing is making the bowels work, making the intestinal muscles work to create the peristalsis that creates your bowel movement. So it'll help on, yes, it's a non-laxative, but people who think magnesium is a laxative, REMAG, which is not a laxative, will help with constipation because it makes the bowels work properly. It's awesome. And I guess it's a she. She says, I've given REMAG to my husband and mother, and we all find relief in various forms from this brand. And then she says, it's awesome, but it's in plastic bottles. And she has some more words, but she says, I would pay an extra $5 for a glass bottle, but not everybody would. And what Ginny had, Ginny, go ahead with the words that we use in customer service about why we use the medical grade plastic bottles that we use.
Well, and the thing that is really important is, you know, many years ago when the natural food industry started and they got real excited about glass bottles, it was when they were being actually recycled. But now glass is no longer recyclable in most every state. So not only does it create a net negative result as far as being efficient for the environment, but they're heavier to ship and they don't really add anything to the formula. It's more just kind of like a psychological aspect of people who think there's something really there. Of course, you'll see so many of the medical treatments that you receive from, you know, your doctor or even veterinarians or wherever they're coming from, even doctor-created skincare lines and everything are using PET packaging. And it is a biologically inert material. So it doesn't react with foods or beverages. And it is resistant to attack by microorganisms. So these are all the things that FDA requires when we look at possible contamination issues, what could impinge on the quality of a product and threaten the safety of a consumer. So it's thoroughly reviewed and approved as safe for contact by the FDA, Health Canada, the European Food Safety Authority, and other food safety organizations around the world. So when it comes to what the angle is that we're looking at as far as manufacturer, that those are the things that we have to be able to prove that we are compliant with the safety regulations. Now, I know a lot of people are concerned about microplastics, but our bottles are recyclable. And so I understand that's a factor, but glass is not recyclable. These materials are required by the compliance entities that we have to submit our formulations to that regulate our industry. And there's no additional value in using anything but what we use right now. So I think I'm glad the customer asked the question because we want to be able to show off what great work we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes. Yes, we don't mind questions, even tough questions. Okay, that is very good. Yeah, I do personally know people who won't use our product because they come in plastic. And now, you know, that you've reminded me of all this, then, you know, maybe I can say something. But a lot of it can be kind of just psychological where People have innate repellent or repugnance about plastic. And yeah, the whole microplastics thing. But then again, this is why we mainly use nutrients in our company that supports the body's ability to get rid of these things. I mean, our bodies are quite amazing. And here's something actually, Ginny, that came in. You probably saw it, grassrootshealth.org, the people that we do work with to get our vitamin D, omega, and magnesium in-home blood tests from Grassroots Health. And they put out a little table called Nutrients Involved in Immune Function. Now, immune function, you could call it detox as well. Detox was not a big word in medical school. They don't even, they just think of a detox clinic where someone on drugs or alcohol goes to dry out or clean up. They don't even consider the body's detoxification pathways. So nutrients that are involved in immune function are also involved in detox. And if you're toxic or you're feeling unwell or you're in an environment where everybody's coughing and hacking, you increase your nutrients. And here's what they say, Jenny. It's a very comprehensive list. To help maintain a physical barrier integrity of your skin, gut, and respiratory tract, you need vitamins A, which we have in our omega-3 algae, A plus E. You need B6, B9, B12. They're all in Reline. You need C. We have two vitamin Cs. You need D. We have D3K2. You need E, which is in omega-3 algae, A plus E. And you need zinc. Now, they also say you need iron. We specifically do not use iron in our formulas because our demographics are, often women who are no longer menstruating and may not need iron. So we can't put them in formulas because iron can build up in the body. If people's iron is low and they look at their ferritins and all their anemia markers, their blood markers, then what are we going to do? We suggest liver, iron from foods. And we have other recommendations if people get in touch with us, but we're not going to put iron in our formulas. Immune function of oxidative burst. This is to kill pathogens for immune cell self-protection. And what caused this oxidative burst? See, what happens there is you'll get an area in the body, like the throat, a whole bunch of pathogens, and the body has to direct nutrients to that area to become antioxidants against the pathogens. So they call it an oxidative burst. That's vitamin C and E, copper, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. I talked about the C and E. Well, the copper, selenium, and zinc, we have a Pico Zinc Plus. That's zinc with copper. So there's that. And that's very important during flu season. Selenium, that's in our that is in our Remind, and we are coming out with another selenium as well because it's very selenium is a very important nutrient. And we'll talk more about that in the months to come. The next immune function is innate immune cell proliferation, differentiation, function, and movement. So that's where the cells, the white blood cells, can move to where they are required. And the key nutrients there, it's a repeat of what I've already said. Vitamins A, B6, 12, C, D, E, B9, that's folate, copper, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. Antimicrobial activity, This is for something called complement interferon and other aspects of antimicrobial activity. What are they? Vitamins A, C, D, copper, selenium, and zinc. Regulation of inflammation, which is triggered by the immune cells and pro-inflammatory cytokines. So, what happens with an oxidative burst, die off of pathogens, then you get all this kind of a chemical release. This is where the histamines come in, and everything gets all irritated, and that has to be cleaned up. You know, you have to go through a cycle of, you create the inflammation to bring white blood cells to an area to attack the infections, but then you have to clean it up. And that, what does that require? Vitamins A, B6, C, E, copper, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. And then another immune function is T cell proliferation, differentiation, and function. So you have to get your T cells working. What does that require? Vitamins A, B6, B12, C, D, E, copper, selenium, and zinc. And then when the T cells get to be, you know, on overload, you have to inhibit them. The body is, we have no idea how intricate this body is. You know, it creates something, then it has to mop it up, and like cyclings around all this business. So we can never imagine that we could create a drug create a drug is what they're trying to do, that would do any of these functions properly. I mean, look what's happened with the antimicrobial activity of antibiotics. They've really, humans think they know better than God and nature, and they don't. So to inhibit the T cells when they get on overload, vitamins B6, vitamin D, and vitamin E. And then there's antibody production, that's B cells and antibodies, vitamins A, B6, B12, C, D, E, folate, copper, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. And cell-mediated immunity, that's macrophages, just cells that macrophages travel around the body and engulfing foreign bodies and I could say foreign bodies, infectious agents. What does cell mediated immunity require? Vitamins A, B6, B12, C, D, E, folate, copper, selenium, and zinc. Have I made my point, Jenny?
I believe so. Yes, very good.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, the key nutrients, we have them all. You have them all in your cupboard, lined up beautifully. The five bottles of capsules, you know, the four or five liquid bottles. And what you do if you're going out to now all the holiday parties and, you know, people are going to be sick and you're going to pick something up, you just start taking more of what's in front of you. It's all there. You really have it covered. And now that, you know, they're not mentioning silver. We really have to put silver in the mix here, you know, in even at the top of the list. You saw how many times zinc came up and selenium. That's why we're working on selenium, a standalone selenium product. Magnesium came up all the time. Copper came up all the time. So this is where zinc, copper, your REMAG, Pico Silver are very important. Jenny, anything to add there?
Nope, I think you're absolutely right. If you feel something coming on, take more. And everything is in such impeccable form that it'll be very easy for you to head it off at the pass.
Right. And was it last week I talked about the so-called active ingredient in these over-the-counter medications for colds and flus? They've taken them off the shelves. So you're not going to be able to go in the drugstore and get something that says cold ease or anything like that. you take your chicken soup and the formulas that are in your cupboard. So the next topic is the blog of the week, and it's nutrients for stress. So they're going to be similar, because the body, oh, you know what they didn't have in the list, Jenny, the immune function list, omega-3s. That's a bit weird.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Excuse me. I didn't bring my water up. I didn't have enough time. So, Jenny, I'm going to mute myself and go get water, okay?
All right. Yes, no problem. I want to say a couple things to the audience. First of all, we definitely have a live chat function on the show. We hope you're participating with that. We also have a call-in function on the show. And if you came in through Zoom and you have a question or a comment for Dr. Dean, all you have to do is raise your hand or put a comment in the chat that you have a question, and we will get you on the phone with Dr. Dean so you can talk directly with her. Okay. And the other thing is that we really want to encourage you to take advantage of the membership offer on the website and the chronometer. So the membership on the website is $4.95. In that, you get a chronometer, which is actually more than $5. So your chronometer is actually free with your membership subscription. And you can use that to track your nutrients, to keep track of your protocols, what you're taking, if your exercise, if you wanted to say, I wanted to lose 3 pounds between now and the end of the year. And 3 pounds is a lot, because there's only 6 weeks left in now in the end of the year. And there's not a cause for, you know, losing much more than a pound a week. So if you do that, then you can go into the chronometer, adjust your dietary intake, cut back your calories a little bit, maybe add some metabolism boosting. Remite is a metabolism booster. Vitamin B is a metabolism booster. Remag is a metabolism booster. So you can do some things, but the chronometer will allow you to play around with all that. So please take advantage of it. And if you've become a member and you're not actively using it, our customer support team does know how to use the chronometer and support our customers with the way to engage it. So please don't hesitate to do that. So again, if you're listening to the archive, don't hesitate to get a hold of customer service. And if you're calling in and you have a question or comment for Dr. Dean, all you have to do is just let us know and we will put you on the line with her. Are you back, Carolyn?
I am back. I'm back and better. I get my mineral water and I'm unraveling all my cords here. Okay, so what we were going to do is go to the blog of the week, and it's the nutrients for stress. And I'll try to go through it quickly, but we want people to go to the Dr. Carolyn Dean website, and on the home page at the bottom we carry about 8 of the most recent weekly articles, and then there you can click to them in the archives. But this week is the nutrients for stress, and you can imagine it's magnesium, but there are other things as well. I totally stress magnesium. It's kind of the drug or the beautiful nutrient that captures people with its ability to help with stress and with sleep and with their muscles and relaxation and the heart palpitations. And then people feel that enough energy to be able to maybe make their own home cooked meals and look at how much better they can be with other of our nutrients. But I start with magnesium, but then there's also the B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, and omega-3 fatty acids. And they play a role, because I've put in some information here about total body meltdown, where, you know, people get stressed to the max now, and things start getting overloaded. The adrenal glands get overloaded. You get hyper. You jump at loud sounds, or someone pops in front of you, and you scream or whatever, and that's your adrenal glands being hyperactive. And the more your adrenals kind of let out adrenaline into the body, then you are burning your magnesium, because you need magnesium to make adrenaline. So total body meltdown, I coined this term to take into account the overload on the adrenals, thyroid, and sex hormones that weaken the immune system and leave a person feeling like they've been run over by a truck. And with the adrenal fatigue, it'll follow after a time of chronic stress, anxiety, and panic attacks. And it seems to be occurring in epidemic proportions. I mean, you kind of have to look for the signs of, you know, am I really chronically stressed? I know when I lived in New York and I was doing the AIDS and chronic fatigue research, and the doctor that I was working with, he died. And so I had to take it all on. And I was there on an annual work visa. One time I tried to come back into the country, and I got rejected because they changed some of the forms and I didn't know it. So that was the time when I started developing heart palpitations. And before I knew about magnesium, before I was asked in New York to write the Magnesium Miracle by Random House. So it crept up on me, you know, where I would have these heart racing and kind of feel really weak and exhausted. So it can creep up on people. And if you go to your doctor and say, you know, I'm really tired and anxious and my muscles are weak and I have eye twitches, insomnia, you know, I'm kind of apathetic and apprehensive. You say all those things and your doctor is not going to equate them with magnesium deficiency, but put you on a medication. And I took an excerpt from the Magnesium Miracle for this blog, and I thought it was kind of interesting the way I put this. I said, how do we graduate from being a calm person in control of our nervous system to an anxious, fearful individual? I think it's due to a gradual but chronic decrease in magnesium reserves. When the body is stressed, and it can be from a dozen different reasons, our magnesium reserves dump this crucial mineral into our bloodstream, and we immediately become one of those people blessed with the ability to cope. So you get stressed, your body knows it, and it pulls magnesium out of your magnesium reserves, and you feel better. But that doesn't last. You know, at a certain point, you don't have the reserves. And then how do you cope with how you're feeling, the tension? People are going to cannabis right now. Cigarettes and alcohol, they've been the go-to kind of medications for calming people down. And just a sidebar here, women tend to go to a doctor and get a pill for their stress symptoms, whereas men, they do tend to go to alcohol. So you don't, you hear about the statistics of women with anxiety and depression, and not, they're more than men, but men are not presenting themselves in the doctor's office to be counted. So that's quite interesting, I find. So the thyroid, you know, we talk about the nine minerals that the thyroid requires to make its hormones. And, you know, if you let your thyroid get weak, that puts extra stress on the adrenals and the sex hormones. And with the sex hormones, I mean, what's happening there is cholesterol, which is the scaffold of the sex hormone production. If someone is taking a statin drug, cholesterol is reduced, which diminishes sex hormone production. So that's happening. Then there's toxicity that can add to the strain on the immune system and our nutrients being used up to help the body detoxify. Yeast overgrowth I throw into the mix as well, because the yeast toxins are going to be treated like foreign bodies in the bloodstream, and the immune system has to attack them and get rid of them. And one of the yeast toxins is actually alcohol. So if you have yeast overgrowth and you drink an alcoholic beverage, then that probably goes, is reported to your brain as like two or three drinks rather than one. I was like, well, I don't drink, but I still sort of have a sensitivity to alcohol, where one drink will make my knees go weak. And I think it's because of yeast overgrowth. And of course, the treatment for yeast overgrowth is our Flora Revive and Pico Silver. So the message I say at the end, the message is that your moods and emotions don't just land on you willy-nilly. They are impacted by the nutrients you get in your food, which may be very little, and the dietary supplements you take. So how was that, Ginny?
Yeah, I think that was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Very good. Great way to break it down.
Thank you. Let's go to questions. And the first one is about puppies. So tell us what's going on here. It looks like a story about your Greg helping a puppy.
Well, we had, this was probably 2 years ago. It was right after we got the Pico Silver, and his French bulldog was actually kidnapped. And they chased after him, and he got thrown out of a car. And French bulldogs are very popular, and apparently they were trying to steal it. Anyway, so they threw him out of the car. He hurt his leg, a huge gash. And so they were concerned about the dog, and it was over the weekend. Couldn't get to the vet, emergency vet. They live out in the country. So we just said, start using Pico Silver. So he just started dosing the Pico Silver on the leg of the dog, pouring it into the wound, wrapping it up, pouring it into the wound, wrapping it up. And by the time Monday came around, there'd been such incredible healing in the leg that they still did go to the vet, of course. They weren't going to be negligent, but it was nowhere near the way it could have been. So I think, Pico Silver is such a great asset for dogs and cats, but you can use it topically, and you could use it orally in their drinking water. You can use it in their ears for yeasty ears to clean out their ears. So it's just tons of great benefits.
And their eyes, like, drop it directly in Pico Silver's self-preserved, so there's nothing but the picometer stabilized ion of silver in there. So that's awesome. So was the question how much to use? How much silver was given to the pup per dose in this story?
Well, in this situation, it was mostly topical. So, but if you were going to be using, because it was an exterior situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. And we're should we say anything about what we're doing, Ginny?
Well, we always say something and then we regret it.
Okay, so we won't say anything.
Because we could never deliver it fast enough for people. But we are moving in a very positive direction when it comes to pet products. So you can't buy it tomorrow, but let's say that.
Oh gosh, we just said it.
I know,
folks. Okay, now there's a a complex question. I told Melody Rose that I probably wouldn't answer it, but there are a few things in here that I'd like to address. Someone is asking, I think she's in Australia, what to do with her 14-year-old daughter. As a baby, she had severe eczema, requiring a few hospitalizations. Then when she turned 3, the eczema went away, but then she got asthma, which she still has today. And seriously, this is exactly what we were taught in our naturopathic training, that if you suppress eczema, which if you're hospitalized, she's got cortisone, she's got all kinds of drugs trying to suppress this eczema, and you drive it away into deeper tissues. And the asthma, which she has today, now what she apparently they've gone to is the stool testing and something called organic acids, urine testing. And I never really got into all that testing. It just seemed to be so too much minutia and too much possibility for misinterpretation. But she does talk about high zonulin, high arabinose, which is a marker for candida. And you know, with the asthma and the history of probably lots of antibiotics in cortisones, then we are talking yeast overgrowth. So I would be looking at Flora Revive, Pico Silver, and of course Remag. Remag is going to help the bronchial muscle spasms, and the Flora Revive and the Pico Silver are going to help the mucus buildup. I don't know if it was last week or the week before I talked about getting a little mini nebulizer myself and using it with Pico Silver, straight Pico Silver, because I was having post nasal drip. And so post nasal drip, the sinuses are, you know, fighting something, you know, it may be yeast. And all of a sudden, you know, there's kind of a globule of mucus that drops into your mouth, for Pete's sakes. And where's that coming from? What's going on? It's dropping from your sinuses. And if it's, I mean, with me, it was just the mucus. So it wasn't an infection. What happens when people have sinus infections is they're given lots of antibiotics because it's very hard to get to these organisms that are inside a cavity away from, you know, they're not in the bloodstream or anything. So they're away from the antibiotics. So they use these horrendous amounts of antibiotics to treat sinus infections. So that's a bit of a sidebar. So to treat sinus infections or postnasal drip or asthma that could be affected by postnasal drip, you have to use Pico Silver nebulizing. And you can get these cute little handheld machines. And not, I think I mentioned last time, I had one that sounded like an outboard motor. It was so noisy. So that's what I would say. I don't know the organic acid test interpretation. It just happens that I was listening to a couple of online lectures about the organic acid testing, and it's just as complicated as you. I mean, there's like a series of 12 webinars on each of the different organic acids and what it means. And it's like, no, let's just treat yeast overgrowth and all the, you know, the other possibilities with our nutrients and see what the body does with it. The next question, so someone is saying, I am fairly new to your family of followers. I have tons of questions, but there are three that are on my mind this week. My husband and I have been taking a pharmaceutical grade magnesium glycinate 75 before bed. I'm going to purchase your magnesium this Wednesday on the sale. Should we also continue to take a few of the glycinate at night to help us sleep? How do we transition from one to the other? And can we overdose by using other magnesium such supplements such as foot soaks and gels? All great questions. So what happens, what we tell people is that most other magnesiums are going to be laxative. So as you add the REMAG slowly, as we direct, you know, telling people to take a quarter teaspoon for a few days in sea salted water, and then add another quarter and work up to maybe 2 or 3 teaspoons a day. What you will notice by as you continue to take the other magnesiums is you will get the laxative effect. And that's when you will stop the other magnesium. That's it. That's all you need to know. And so it is an easy transition. We don't tell people to stop one and take the other. Now I'm trying to find this magnesium glycinate you talked about. And I can't really find it. It says glycinate 75. If that means 75 milligrams, that's nothing. So I'll just leave that question answered. Can we overdose by using other magnesium supplements, foot soaks, gels, etc.? No, the incredible failsafe of magnesium to cause the laxative effect when you're saturated and then your cells are overloaded, it's a failsafe. In my case, I could not take any other magnesium beyond 50 milligrams without the laxative effect. When I finally made the REMAG, I was able to take 1200 milligrams for my heart palpitations because my deficiency was so extreme. So I took 1200 milligrams, which is 4 teaspoons for a year and a half. And then around that time, I started to get the laxative effect. And I said, oh, I guess I'm saturated. So I weaned back until now I only need 1.5 teaspoons of REMAG. So it's not like you have to take more and more and more and more like you do with a lot of drugs and whatnot. So the laxative effect will prevent any overload. When you hear about people, oh, you know, high dose magnesium, you can get heart things. That's intravenous magnesium where the silly doctors just give too much and don't know what they're doing. And then they pretend like it happens with oral magnesiums. So this person goes on to say, I have family members with food allergies, peanut, shellfish, etc., and some have asthma. Is it possible these are caused by gut issues, and can taking pre-probiotics help to heal gut and these allergies? Well, peanut and shellfish, they can be life-threatening. We're not going to mess with that. Seriously, these are, you know, potential anaphylactic reactions. I mean, you can do pre and postbiotics. You can do all kinds of health measures. We have had people say to us that they've gotten rid of serious food allergies by doing, you know, the yeast treatment with FloraRevive and taking our FloraRevive, which has pre and probiotics and Saccharomyces boulardii. But I would never say that our supplements can take care of these conditions. With asthma, that's the REMAG, can be very helpful. But asthma is also a buildup of mucus, and for that, it's a Pico Silver FloraRevive. And then she's asking about how to introduce the products. And I mean, some people start with our RNA reset drops. Some start with REMAG. People who are toxic, they'll start with Realign to take out the trash before they start introducing any of the products. Everything seems to work. Another person, now this is interesting. This woman says about six 6 months ago, a rash appeared on my 87-year-old father's upper arms, upper legs, and torso, but not the underwear area. So that, by that, I take that it's not a yeast candida infection. She said it surfaced after a stressful event lasting several months. When the rash did not subside, a biopsy was taken. It was recently diagnosed as cutaneous lymphoma. Now, I haven't even heard of cutaneous lymphoma. I looked it up, and it's some sort of the T cells get activated and go a little bit crazy, but it doesn't mean they just use, I don't know, lymphoma and cancer as, I mean, they just throw these words, but I would look at the total biology of rashes. And I've said this before. I'm trying to get the text in my notes. Eczemas, and I mean, this could apply to the 14-year-old girl as well. Rashes will come when someone or something has been removed from your presence, from your territory. So if someone has been removed, you know, they've left on a trip or gone to work, you know, a child, the mother had to go to work, was no longer there for skin to skin contact. And the skin, in missing the contact, the skin starts to enlarge. The skin cells kind of stretch out to try to reach the other person. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's like the primitive function that a one-celled organism would go through. So the skin expands to try to reach out and stretch out and reach, you know, the one they miss and love. And then as this daughter says, the stress lasted for several months, and then finally, I guess the stress decreased or discontinued, and the rash came out. So a rash will come out when the stress is relieved, because all that skin has to break down now because it's stretched out. So it has to sort of break down and go back to normal. And a rash will appear. And then the doctors will get all involved and say, oh, this is terrible. They don't know anything about total biology and never will. And then they go all crazy, giving then a diagnosis, which becomes the next conflict, the conflict of diagnosis or misdiagnosis, it should be said. And what, and of course, they're using steroid creams for the inflammation, UV light treatment. Well, that's okay. But she's asking, can ionic magnesium be used topically to aid the skin in healing? The magnesium lotion may compete with his other cream. He is otherwise in great health, and the rash does not itch. So it's a conflict skin rash. Personally, I'd be putting Pico Silver on. If there's any break in the skin, Remag can be irritating because it's concentrated. I'd spray Pico Silver all over. Since it's so widespread, I wouldn't say to do a clay Pico Silver mud pack, but I would just be spraying the Pico Silver. Remag wouldn't hurt, but Remag is going to be necessary because of using the steroid cream, and you have to watch for yeast overgrowth because of the steroid cream. So there, wasn't that fun, Ginny, all those questions?
That was fantastic. Let's do a couple questions from the chat line, okay?
Okay. Oh my gosh, look at the time.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Very good. Does Dr. Dean have any videos or blog posts talking about beta blockers? I'm going through metoprolol withdrawal now due to my cardiologist instructing me to quit cold turkey.
Yes. We had to pull all my articles and blogs from previous, but I remember one blog about beta blockers, how there was a European study where they did this big study on what happens to people when they were given beta blockers before surgery. Because during surgery, because they use fluoridated anesthetics, and the fluoride can break down in the gut and turn it and release fluorine atoms or molecules, the fluorine will bind with magnesium and cause a magnesium deficiency that then causes racing heart and heart palpitations. So they know about racing heart and heart palpitations after surgery or even during surgery. So they're trying to offset that. Instead of using magnesium, they're trying to offset that with beta blockers, which slow down the heart rate. And they found in this study that a lot of people were dying from these beta blockers, the side effects of the beta blockers. So they said, oh, we better stop using this. I don't know if that information reached over to us here in the old USA, but beta blockers withdrawal, I don't know about that. I mean, personally, I'd say REMAG and potassium would pico potassium would be very important. That's what I would be taking. I would definitely be taking Realign to detoxify the drug, and just in taking those, just be thankful that this medication, I'm not taking it, my body is healing. Give affirmations and thanks for the process. That's what I would do.
Very good. Let me ask you this. What is the maximum amount of zinc allowed daily? So if this customer is taking Remite with the zinc and the copper into it, she wants to add more zinc and copper through Pico Zinc Plus because she wants to use it for her osteoporosis. So how much would you add daily?
Okay, I just looked up the RDA for adult female for zinc, and it's 8 milligrams. Now that usually with the RDAs, we can double it, but I can't say that. I mean, personally, anyway, what do we have in the Remite? 3 milligrams is it per dose? So if you're taking your 1.5 teaspoons of Remite, that's your 6 milligrams. And then with the zinc, I think it's is it 10 or 20 milligrams per half teaspoon?
I'm sorry, it's 20 milligrams per half teaspoon.
Right. So 20 milligrams and then 2 milligrams of copper. So it's above the RDA, as you can tell. But what you'll see in all the literature with, and especially alternative medicine, is they're using, 50 milligrams of zinc and not thinking anything of it. So that's why I went to 20 milligrams, because I know the ionic zinc is going to be better absorbed. And I kind of neutralized any, copper deficiency that zinc can cause by putting copper in with the zinc. I think you'll find that there are very few side effects with zinc, even at very high doses. I'm dancing around the answer here because you'll have to come to your own conclusion about how much you want to take above the RDA. Now, there is, let me look at this. There is something called upper limits of the various nutrients. Okay, here, this is what, this is probably what I looked at when I was formulating. The upper limit, they're saying, is 40 milligrams of zinc per day. And how they get to that, the FDA, et cetera, is they'll look at the side effects and the toxicity in animal studies, and then they'll find the upper limits, and then they'll cut that back a great deal. And so they're 40 milligrams, so that's awesome. You could be taking your half to one teaspoon of a Pico Zinc Plus around the flu and cold season. But if it's going to be constant for osteoporosis, just take a half. I would just take a half teaspoon.
Very good. Next question. Does Dr. Dean know of a homeopathic remedy for vaginal atrophy and dryness?
No, I don't. And if I did, I would have used it, but I didn't, so I didn't. And I personally use some estriol and progesterone as a bioidentical hormone cream for vaginal cream. I don't take bioidentical pills. I just use the cream, and that's absorbed, helps the whole body, stop my hot flashes, which were horrendous, and keeps me from having any atrophy. And atrophy, I know medically that as that occurs, it's like you feel a scratchiness, it feels dry, it feels irritated and inflamed. So I really think that the bioidentical vaginal creams can be very helpful. And there are more and more doctors doing bioidenticals in not doctors, pharmacists doing bioidentical creams. So was it you, Ginny, or someone talked about different organizations that are offering this service?
Yes, there's a company, a bio identical formulating company called Happy Hormone Cottage. Happy Hormone Cottage, and they will do a telemedicine consult with you, get your blood work or whatever they do, and then make recommendations for you. Happy Hormone Cottage.
There, as I said, if there's aloe that people use and this and that, but I think what that tissue really wants is a little bit of hormone to keep it healthy and not drying out. Okay, go ahead, Ginny.
Super Dougie wants to know about pemphigoid, PIMPHAGOID, that he got from taking doxycycline. He wanted to know if there's any total biology, reference to that condition.
Well, it is it's a skin condition. It's rare, and there's different types. There's a bullous, bullous pemphigoid autoimmune itchy disease where kind of bubbles and blisters appear on the skin. So yeah, in terms of total biology, any skin condition is a reaction to an abandonment conflict, and the skin trying to sort of reach out to remove the distance that's created by the abandonment. And as we know with total biology, when the conflict is addressed, kind of mentally, that's why people are told to write diaries and write down how they're feeling or whatever, so they can make connections with what's stressing them. But if you can make a mental relationship with, oh, when this happened, like the doxycycline, okay, so 1,000 people will take doxycycline, but only a tiny number will get this pemphigoid. So what else was going on with the person who got the pemphigoid? Was it a conflict? Was it an abandonment? So all that we're working, you can work with a total biology practitioner. We're also Jenny and I are investigating a process where we might be able to help people, you know, kind of beyond the physical a little more than what we're doing, because, you know, conflict emotions, crop up, and there really aren't enough people who are aware of total biology and how to disarm these, you know, these consequences. So yeah, we're working away on all kinds of different things for you, Super Dougie.
Very good. Okay, 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Couple Uh-oh. Things we want to say is we definitely are doing a Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. So if you missed an opportunity to grab the products at the beginning of the month, you certainly can do it this Friday and through the weekend. So you've got that opportunity for sure, for sure. ZSG is asking about dry skin. And what I want you to do is send that question into customer service and they're going to help you with that answer. Because we've run out of time in the show.
Omega-3.
And how do we heal the gut? Well, that's Dr. Dean's specialty, yeast overgrowth. But yes, omega-3 is going to be very supportive for that too. Right, Carolyn?
Yes. Yeah, healing the gut is about getting the yeast under control. No question.
Very good.
Pico Silver, Flora Revive.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have a question that wasn't answered tonight on the show, please just email questions@drcarolyndean.com and we'll get them to you. Now, our producer, Rachel, wants to share a testimonial before we go off the air. Anything else you want to say, Carolyn, before we wrap up this evening's show?
No, well, yes. Thank you so much for allowing me into your lives. Yes, it's my, I love doing what I do. I live for questions, and by you coming to the show and asking your questions, it you know, makes my heart sing and my head sing. Everything singing. So thank you.
No, that's just beautiful. Rachel?
Yes. I just want to say quickly, Pico Silver was great for my dogs. My dog got an infection in his ear. It was driving him crazy. And good old Pico Silver a few times, it cleared almost immediately. Within a day or two, it was all better. And my other smaller dog was running with him out in those fields of Minnesota. His little belly was all scratched up and rashy. And same thing, Pico Silver, a couple of days, and he was as good as new. Worked so well that when I got earache, I just sprayed in my ear, too. It's amazing stuff. Thank you for amazing products.
Well, so you sprayed the Pico Silver in your dog's ear, Rachel?
Yep. He has long ears. He's a short hair pointer, so he's got long ears. And he's just shaking his head, and it's like, what's wrong with you? And I looked, it was all red and irritated. Okay, we can fix this. Pico Silver. We
awesome.
Keep this in little spray bottles for the dogs if they get into something. So it's great stuff. Great stuff. Great stuff. Great stuff. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
And a
special shout out to Melody Rose for running our chat line, staying on top of everybody, all the questions, and keeping everybody inspired and motivated to bring a guest. Hit the like button. If you've got questions, be sure to call in. And we're just so brimming over with love. And everybody loves you, Dr. Dean.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Rachel is reaching for the buttons. I can feel her panic. Nope. Well, Ginny, what do you think? Do you think Rachel's trying to drag it out for another few minutes?
Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.